SaveRadio.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you to the program, everyone. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, time for yet another edition of Bucket Strategy Investing, my favorite program. And naturally, your source for the best in money information. I said Professor Plum here with me, and I meant it. He's here from Lucia Capital Group. And we're going to start off this segment talking about something that we've gotten a few emails on this past week. And I want to clear those up here before the end of the week. It's something of a major concern to most retirees and pre-retirees today. And that has to do with Social Security for both spouses and ex-spouses. Now, we're not going to talk the whole hour about it, but we are going to talk about this for at least a segment or two. You're married, or maybe you used to be married. This is the case for a lot of people. And you think that perhaps you're entitled to a benefit based on the other person's work record, a spousal or an ex-spousal benefit. But you're not sure about how much it is, or do you even get a benefit? So we're going to talk to you about the details. We'll give you the rules, etc. We will also include the emails that we got here to start that off. That's all coming up here with me and Professor Rick Plum. Our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us at wealthed.com there at the Find Your Answer link near the upper part of the page. We will read and answer your email questions live here on the program. Top Dog Brain Trust, this guy to my right, one we call Professor Rick Plum. He's here once again courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You know, there are many components to putting together a successful retirement and a successful retirement strategy. But a big part of all of it is having a workable strategy, one that's tailored to meet your individual goals. Finding the right type of retirement strategy for you is as easy as giving the Brain Trust advisors a call. You can reach them at this phone number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You do not want to do this stuff yourself, folks. It is complicated, and the chance to mess things up is far too great. So again, talk to the advisors off the air, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. Get your questions answered, make an appointment, talk to them, and get your bucket strategy going, retirement strategy. Big part of strategy, Professor Plum, includes Social Security, because if you know how much guaranteed income you have coming in, that's one of the first steps toward creating a plan, is it not?
It is. You have to understand where the money's going to be coming from that you're not in control of, really, other than when does it start and how much it's going to be. You have to determine those incomes, pension, Social Security, and things like that, before you can determine how to allocate your portfolio, because if you don't know what your portfolio is supposed to be providing you from an income standpoint in retirement, how do you know how to invest it? Mm-hmm. So you have to take a look at what's the most efficient or potentially most efficient, because we really won't know until we're gone. What's the best potential use of the Social Security that we are eligible for?
Right. Now, there are two elements to, well, one 1A and 1B, I would put it, to Social Security. And that has to do with spousal benefits. Now, for some people, it's a current spouse, and for other people, it's an ex-spouse. You can take benefits from a spouse. You can also take benefits from an ex-spouse, but you have to satisfy certain requirements. Now, I want to get to this here. This was a caller, actually, who had emailed us earlier, but a caller, Marilyn in Stuart, Florida. Now, I think you did talk to her.
I did.
And I'm going to fill the folks listening and watching on what she had asked. The deal was this, from the notes that I have, Marilyn, her name is 63, and she's retiring soon. Her husband is 76 and already receiving Social Security benefits. He's getting around $1,100 a month and started when he was age 62.
He's been diagnosed with cancer, but not a super aggressive type. And she says, but you never know about these things. Her benefit at age 66 is projected to be $1,455 per month. And if she waits until age 70, it goes up to $1,925. Now, her friends keep telling her she cannot get the spousal benefit anymore. That's what her friends say. So the question is, what is the best option for her? And are her friends, full of...
Well, are they correct?
All right, are they correct? Yes. Are the friends correct?
Well, at this moment, the friends are correct. She cannot get a spousal benefit right now. The reason she can't get a spousal benefit right now is that because she's 63, she's under full retirement age. Under full retirement age, regardless of whether it's new rules, old rules, we can put those out of the picture right now. Under all the rules, you must apply for your own benefit first. And her benefit is larger than the spousal benefit would be. So she would only get the higher of the two, which is her own benefit. Now, it isn't true that she will never be eligible for a spousal benefit. If she wants to wait to start taking a benefit, if she does not apply for a benefit right now, but she waits until she is 66, her full retirement age, now she will have a choice to take just the spousal benefit or her own benefit at that time. The reason she has that choice, she's 63. The reason she has the choice is she was born before January 2nd, 1954. So if you were born before January 2nd, 1954, those are the old rules for spousal benefits. And they said that if you could wait until full retirement age and your worker spouse, the spouse, had taken their benefit, you could take a spousal benefit from their work record. Now, if you were not born before January 2nd, you were born January 2nd, 1954 or later, you don't have that option anymore. At any time you apply for a spousal benefit, or any time you apply for any benefit, you're applying for your own benefit first. We're talking about retirement benefits here. Any time that you apply for a retirement benefit, whether you're 62 or 70, 66, anywhere in between, doesn't matter when your full retirement age is, you must apply for your own benefit first. And only if the spousal retirement benefit is larger than your own will you get any amount equal to a spousal benefit. So they took the ability to choose at full retirement away for anybody who was born after January 1st, 1954. Marilyn was born a little bit before that, so she still has a choice. Now the question is, should she wait? And she believes her longevity is mid-80s to 90 or so. And given those facts, and the fact that she can start receiving some amount of money when she's 66, it probably makes a lot of sense for her to wait. Also, given the fact that, unfortunately, her spouse has some medical issues, and whether he makes it the next 8 years or not, or 7 years or not, is somewhat suspect. And so she could, I mean, if he unfortunately passed away any time between now and 70, she will get his full benefit, not just the spousal benefit. She would turn it into a widow's benefit. Now, all of this is available right now because she's retiring soon. If she continued to work, then we have issues with the earned income. So there's all these different things that come into play to determine what works and what doesn't work. But for her, the most likely best outcome, if she actually lives into her late 80s or longer, is to wait until 66, take half of his benefit. Now, he was receiving about $1,100 a month. So you think, half of that, she'll get about $550. Well, no, she's probably going to get $700-ish, give or take a few bucks here at one side or the other. Why $700? That's more than half of $1,100. Well, that's because he started taking his benefit at 62. He took a reduced benefit from his primary insurance amount, his full retirement age, and so he had to take a reduction. The spousal retirement benefit does not go off of what the worker is receiving. The spousal retirement benefit is based on the worker's full retirement age benefit, regardless of what that worker's receiving, whether they're receiving a reduced benefit for taking it early, whether they're receiving an enhanced benefit for taking it late. The spousal benefit is based on the worker's, what they call PIA, primary insurance amount, their full retirement age benefit. His full retirement age benefit's like $1,400 a month. Now, he's taking less because he took it early, but if she waits until 66, she'll get 50% of that full retirement age number, at least from age 66 till 70.
Now, what you're saying that, I guess the question is, she would get $700, but her benefit is still more than that.
But if she waits until full retirement age.
Yes. Am I reading this? Let's see.
She was born at the right time, before 1954, basically.
Yes.
Therefore, she has a choice. She doesn't have to take the larger of the two benefits.
Yeah, she can do what's called the restricted application. Yes, okay.
Or the spousal-only application.
Yeah, we should make that clear that people who were born after that don't have that option anymore.
January 1st, if you were born after January 1st, 1954, you don't have the option when it comes to the retirement benefits of choosing a spousal or your own benefit. The advantage, obviously, is if you choose a spousal at full retirement age, you can leave your benefit alone, and it continues to grow until age 70. Her benefit grows from basically $1,400 or so a month to $1,900 a month. That's will help her a lot later in life because her benefit's a lot larger than her husband's. So that's going to, you know, be a nice guaranteed income at some point in the future. But in the meantime, she doesn't have to necessarily go cold turkey until age 70. She can wait till a couple of years, then pick up half of his full retirement age benefit, give her a little bit of the income that she's missing out on, and then get the nice big fat check later on.
Yeah. So keep in mind, once again, when we talk about things like the restricted application, if we're telling somebody that they can do it, understand that they were born at the right time.
There's age limits.
We're going to have to do this over the next couple of years.
Another 3.5 years.
Yes. We're going to have to answer a question one way for some people and another way for others until everybody is over age 66, who's born after 1954.
Right.
January 1st, 1954.
And then it's just a matter of when you apply. You apply.
That's
now,
it.
The same rules as far as waiting, not waiting, choosing, not choosing, do not apply to the widow's benefit. So if you're eligible for a widow's benefit and you have your own benefit, you don't have to apply for your own first. Or you don't have to apply for the widow's first.
Now, we do want to talk about the spousal element of this. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. Spouses and ex-spouses. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Any other money questions you have, you give us a call. We'll talk to you about it. Brain Trust standing by on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Talking about your money as we do every day, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Hey, don't forget, because we like people, don't we? Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow right behind us, within like 3 or 4 feet. You can just go to Twitter. You search for Wealth Ed, and you follow us. You go to Facebook. You like us on Facebook. You really, really like us. And by the way, you can get social with us. How about that? That's how you do it. So Twitter, Facebook, and everything else. MySpace, Friendster. No? Friendster. Is that all gone? Okay.
Was Friendster right. Real?
Yeah, that was like that was like prior to MySpace, I think. Yeah. I don't know why I know that. I just heard that somewhere. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We will talk more about Social Security, spousal benefits, but any question that you have, we'll be happy to take those questions. We do have some folks on hold, so we're going to take care of those callers first. Let's move along next to William somewhere in Pennsylvania. Hello, William.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
I'm interested in finding out about spending my Social Security for maybe 2 or 3 years.
Suspending the Social Security, all right.
Well, what would you like to know about it?
Well, I calling around to the different agencies, I haven't been able to get the information to make sense.
Okay, how old are you, William?
I'm 65.
65, okay. And the reason that you want to suspend, have you already started taking it? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, I started at 62.
Okay, and so the reason that you want to suspend it is why?
I got a payout on an insurance policy, and my health care costs are considerably less than what they used to be.
Okay, and you think you're going to live well into your 80s? Is that it, too?
I'm expecting to live into my 90s.
Well, then suspension will make some sense. You will still be able to suspend your benefit once you get to full retirement age, or if you go back to work. You can suspend it from 66 until 70, and it'll automatically start back up at 70. It will act as if it wasn't received as early as you took it. Because for every month that you defer it, they're going to go back and recalculate it as you took it a month later than you really did. So it won't be reduced as much as it was before. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I was told that it would increase 8%.
It's about that. It's not an exact 8%. It's not the same as if you didn't apply and you went from 66 to 70. What they're going to do is, let's say you started right at 62, 48 months early, and okay. then you go in and you decide and you kind of procrastinate a little bit, and you wait until you're 66 and a half to call them and suspend it. So, and then you wait until 70. So you suspended it for 42 months.
Right.
But you applied for it 48 months early. So they're going to net that number out. They're going to say, well, it's going to be treated as if you applied 6 months early 48, 42, that's basically you applied 6 months early. So it's more of a lack of reduction than the actual increase. And the reduction is a slightly different number. It's not too far off from 8% if we go the other way. But it's just a slightly different number. But it's close to 8%. And so it will grow. It will grow nicely.
Now, does it grow on the, like, for example, this past year they didn't give us any increase for cost of living.
Right.
Now, if they give us one for, like, the next year, let's say it's, like, 2%.
Well, don't count on
it. Take that 2% onto what I used to make, and then at 8% on year to year after that?
There is a combination of the two, yes, because the way they calculate it with the different points inside. At least that's my understanding of it. I haven't been able to go into the Social Security offices and work with their actuaries on it, but that's my understanding of it.
Okay.
So if you really think you're going to live into your late 80s, 90s, or you know, even beyond that, deferring it does make some sense, and you can make up some of that deduction that you took by taking it early. You won't be able to recoup 100%. You'll never get it to go back to what it would have been if you never applied
right,
and you waited until 70, but it will grow. Yeah,
and
the amount that it grows is not an exact number of the same amount each month because there's a different discount for however... They've got two different discount rates. One discount rate for the first 36 months that you take it early. Another discount
so it'll
for the
be
next
a little different.
So it's going to be a little under 8% a year,
okay.
But it's close.
All right.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call, William. Appreciate it.
Now somebody's going to say, I thought you couldn't suspend anymore after April of this year.
Sure you can.
No, they didn't take away the ability for the individual to suspend and then recoup some of the reduction they took in their benefit. They took away the ability for somebody to suspend and allow somebody else to take a benefit from that work record
mm-hmm.
while that individual suspends their benefit. So if his wife was receiving a benefit while at this point, she's on a spousal benefit from him and he suspends, she no longer is eligible for the spousal benefit because he suspended his benefit. She gets suspended too. But he can suspend. There's no question about that. It's just that they took away some of the nice strategic planning options that we had about the suspend option.
Yes, the shop is closed once you suspend until such time as you reopen.
We can't undo it and get a lump sum check.
Right.
We can't let somebody else continue to receive a benefit while we're suspending our benefit. Those are gone.
Right. We'll talk more about this. 877-PLANNER. Want to move along to Karen in Las Vegas. Hi, Karen. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was just wondering if you sold a property, which actually was a second property, for less than appraised value, can you write a loss off on taxes?
When you say it was a second property, why did you have this property?
Well, it wasn't mine. I'm calling for somebody else.
Okay.
Just for vacation or whatever.
So it was a vacation place. It was never rented. It was just a vacation place.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, they're going to classify that as a personal property, not a primary residence, a personal property. And there's no loss capable on a personal property.
Okay.
So unfortunately, if they had sold it at a gain, they would have had to pay gains. But because they're selling it potentially at a loss, there's no capital loss on a personal property.
Okay. Okay, well, I appreciate it. You guys are good. Have a good day.
Thank you, Karen, for the call. Yeah, we've had that question a number of times. And in fact, we had that. We got a lot of those questions from the Las Vegas area, as I recall, 7 or 8 years ago.
And a lot of them were the primary residences that
yes.
they were underwater on and they'd lost money on. I don't know. It's one of those things. If it's a loss, I'd try to find a way to classify it as an investment property. But the fact that this individual's used it for vacations and never rented it out, only used it for personal use, only used it for themselves and their family, it's going to be difficult to claim as an investment property.
I mean, but could you hold on to it for a couple more years and then either see if it comes back
rent
it out and use it as an investment property?
Well, you could do that. And then if you can cover your expenses, that helps a lot too. But you've got... expenses. They may just be tired of holding on to it. They may be like, I'm sick of this place. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, so there's a difference here. Again, we should emphasize this on Karen's question between a principal residence, primary residence,
or
and
a personal
what is,
property.
Yeah. There's an actual, I don't know if it's a test, but a term that is...
investment property has potential for taking a capital loss if you lose money on it. Personal property. That's why we can't, you know, write off the difference in what we paid for a car and what we sell the car 4 years later. It's a personal property. We don't get to take that loss. any personal property, if we technically we sell it a gain, we're supposed to pay the gains on it. But if we sell it for a loss, that's just us getting our use out of it, and you know that's not a tax loss situation. But an investment property, if I buy a piece of raw land and it happens to go down in value, I bought it for the purpose of making money on it, not for the purpose of, you know, putting a trailer on it, visiting, right, going hunting, fishing, camping, whatever the case may be. It wasn't there for my personal use. It was there for investment purposes. That can lead to a loss.
It can. All right. 877-PLANNER. We got to take a break. Get on board. We got the lines open again. Give us a call. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, standing by, helping you out. 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number
3030. Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried, that's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Planner, give us a call. We got some folks on hold. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. We had we are going to get into this whole discussion about spouses, Social Security, ex-spouses, stuff that you need to know, and we got a few more emails to get to on this same subject, but we are going to continue to take your calls. Of course, we do that first on this program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Let's move along next to David in Las Vegas. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good.
How can we help you today?
My question is, in 2004, I was in a second car accident, and I received now my Social Security disability benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Will that ever change the amount I receive when I reach 66?
No, unfortunately, it's just going to continue right along at the same amount, other than cost of living allowances will change it from time to time. But the benefit that you're receiving will change from a disability benefit to a retirement benefit in name only, but it'll just keep on chugging along at the same amount.
Okay, and should I pass away, what is the loss date as far as my wife? She's on disability now also. Will she be able to receive my benefit instead of hers?
Is it larger than hers?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, she'd be eligible for a widow's benefit. She may want to wait until she's her full retirement age to switch over to yours, but she can do that. Once she's 60, she's disabled, so she could actually get a reduced benefit as early as age 50. But if she's already on one, she may want to wait a little while to try to let it grow at least a little bit, because otherwise it'll be reduced. They start with what you're receiving, and if your spouse applies for the widow's benefit prior to their being full retirement age, it's reduced from that point.
How much is that reduced?
28.5%.
Okay.
Call it 30%.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome, David. Thank you. We get that question quite a bit.
Yeah, what happens to the disability. But it is now the starting point. It is basically his full retirement age benefit, but it is the starting point for the widow's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the widow is under full retirement age, it would be a reduced benefit if they apply for it early. How much it's reduced depends on how many months. Just like when you take your own benefit early, it's reduced by the number of months early that you take it. A widow's benefit is also reduced based on the number of months before full retirement age that they apply. But it can be applied for at age 60.
It's a slightly different formula, though.
And
correct?
it's not the same reduction. So yeah. It gets reduced down to just a little bit above 70%. Now, his wife is disabled as well. She's on a Social Security disability benefit. So once she's 50, she actually could be eligible for a widow's benefit. She doesn't have to wait until 60, but it would be that same 70%, 71.5% of what his benefit is if she applies anytime before 60.
Yeah, so you can see the rules are complicated, folks. This is why you call the Brain Trust and ask us your questions. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Now, on the idea of spousal benefits, with Social Security, first thing is you need to understand that a spousal benefit is not necessarily what most people think it is. I think that they believe that it is an extra benefit piled on top.
It is. You don't get the full spousal benefit and your own benefit.
Right. Explain what it is. Let's just get that out of the way.
It basically is you get the higher of the two benefits. So let's say that you are a spouse that stayed at home raising kids for a little while, or were out of the workforce for some reason for a while, or worked at fairly low income jobs for a while. So your benefit is relatively low. Let's say your full retirement age benefit is $600 a month. And but you're married to somebody who had worked at a higher level and has a very good benefit. Maybe their benefit is the maximum of close to $2,640. Let's just call it $2,600. So the full spousal benefit is $1,300 a month at full retirement age. And so let's assume both of you are 66. The worker applies for their $2,600 benefit. You apply for a benefit at that point, and you are eligible to receive your $600 plus another amount equal to the difference. So what's that, $700?
Yes.
To bring you up to the $1,300 spousal benefit. You're receiving the spousal benefit, but the reality is you're receiving your benefit and an additional amount equal to the difference between the two. You're not receiving just the spousal benefit at that point. You're receiving your benefit and the spousal benefit. That's why if you apply early, so instead of getting $600, maybe you get $500 because you applied for it a little bit early. And then at age 66, the worker, in this case, the higher wage earner, applies. You then become eligible for a spousal benefit. They're not going to give you the difference between $500 and the $1,300. They're just going to give you your benefit and say, your benefit's your benefit. The fact that you took it early, that's your benefit. We're going to look at what is your benefit the day you're eligible and what is the spousal benefit the day you're eligible and give you that difference. The discount, in our case, of $100 in this example that you took for your benefit will still be applied because you took it on your side. You're receiving your benefit already. And they're going to give you the difference between your benefit, not necessarily what you're receiving, but the day you apply for the widow or the spousal benefit and the spousal benefit. That's what the difference comes in. So you're actually receiving a combination that equals the higher of the two benefits.
Yeah, so everybody really, in essence, everybody who has a Social Security benefit has associated with themselves an amount called a spousal benefit. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to take a few more calls. We do have some folks on hold. We lost a couple of people there, though, over the last 2 minutes. So now we've got three lines open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's move next to, that'll put Regina up next in Pahrump, Nevada. Hi, Regina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, yeah, in 2009, my husband passed away, and he was getting Social Security like I was as well. I'm going to be 80 in December. But anyway, to make a long story short, if I can, I called Social Security, sent them the death certificate, everything they needed, and they said that I wouldn't be getting his Social Security, I would just be getting mine. And I called them back again because I had heard that that was a mistake, and they still tell me the same thing. So I don't understand that, because everyone that I know that I speak to, when their husband passed away, they got his benefit and they didn't get theirs. So I don't understand that.
Okay, Regina, how much are you receiving?
I'm receiving 14, I think, or 1500 a month. I'm not sure, on my paper in front of me, I'm old. But
how much?
Anyway, my husband at the time was getting close to $1,900 a month. And I mean, I'm getting that much now because of the increases that they gave us. But at the time, I think I was getting $1,300 and something a month, and he was getting close to $1,800 a month. And they said I wasn't entitled to it because it has changed.
They haven't changed that much.
Everyone I speak to has gotten there. I mean, we're talking about $400 more a month since 2009 in February when he passed away.
And in 2009, you said you were 80 now?
I'll be 80 in December.
Wow, you sure don't sound 80.
Oh, thank you. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, Italian, what can I tell you?
There you go.
I don't hear that part of it either.
No, I don't either. But that's
all right. I don't understand why. Now, do you have a pension?
I have, a small pension. It's $156 a month.
Okay, well, that's not going to hurt it.
No.
I mean, that would cut it. Where's the pension from, the city of New York?
No, from the Carpenters Union.
Okay, so it's union. So you paid into Social Security. This is baffling because you should be eligible for whatever your husband was receiving. You were over full retirement age when he passed away. You'd been married for many years when he passed away.
46 years.
Yeah, that's more than the 1 year or the 9 month requirement. Your benefit was not as large as his benefit.
No way.
You should have received an increase And I don't know why. So ask them why that they're not giving it to you.
Have they said anything? It's because of this reason or that reason?
No, they only said that the system has now changed, that the widows don't get the benefits of their husbands. And everybody I talked to, even
that's
after
bull.
That, I know, have gotten it. So what do I do, call them again now? I'm remarried now, but still, you know, I was just wondering why I never got his, because that's like $400 a month for the last 10 years that they didn't give me.
Yeah, and the fact that you're remarried now shouldn't affect it because you were eligible for it. You should have been receiving it before you got remarried. Yeah, I'd raise a stink about this. I mean, it's $400
okay.
Or $300.
Is there anyone I should speak to in particular?
Yeah, the president, if you can get a hold of him. But
you might, I don't know, you might want to go down to the
president. You mean Obama? Forget about it. He can't take care of himself. you know.
Well, you might want to go down to this
and
the
work
office.
Your way up the ladder and say, why am I not eligible? Show me the rules that say I'm
right.
Not eligible.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the closest one is Las Vegas. That's like 70 miles from us out in Trump, but it's worth the drive, I guess. You know.
Oh well,
make a day of it. Maybe make sure your air conditioning works real well. And
really. And our medicines are with us wherever we travel.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Take plenty of water.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be. There's no reason, from what you told us, Regina, there's no reason why you shouldn't be getting it.
I cannot think of a reason.
I'll give them another call. Can I use your show to say I heard it on here?
They won't. No? They won't.
Yeah,
care.
Absolutely.
You can try, but
yes.
It's not going to matter.
Use it. All right. Throw the name Professor Plum around. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
Good luck.
You too.
And God bless Donald Trump. Hurrah! Hurrah! Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Regina. Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Gee, I wonder what side of the spectrum she's on.
Yeah. The anti-Hillary side.
Well, there you go. Okay, we got to take a break. Perfect time to take a break. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
I love getting a bargain, but there are some things I'll spend the extra money on, like my bedding. I used to think, what does it matter? I'm sleeping. But once I tried thecompanystore.com, I got it. See, they've been around for over 100 years, so they've perfected what it takes to make the finest quality bedding and home goods for the best price. They not only set the bar for comfort, they last.
Visit thecompanystore.com and try any product risk-free. Enter the code VALUE and get 15% off plus free shipping. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
This is the way you do things. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Rocking our way to the top of the hour, rocking our way through the end of the show. Actually, we got another hour coming up, so hey, if you haven't had enough of what we've been doing so far, you got a whole other hour to tune in most cities across the country. We'd love to have you here with us. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. If you don't get our program in the other hours and wherever you happen to be watching or listening, you can always get us at wealthed.com, as in wealth education. This is what we do on this program. You can see us, you can watch us, hear us, whatever, at wealthed.com. And a lot more to talk about next hour. I do want to get into this whole idea of active versus passive management. A good article in Financial Advisors Magazine by Jared Dillian that talks about some things you may not have thought of. In fact, you may not even know what it is when we're talking about active versus passive management. And we're going to sort of clear some of that up next hour if we have time. A lot of emails to get to as well. We will do that at the top of next hour. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Now, going to continue on talking about this spousal Social Security. We just mentioned what it is. Who is eligible is the question. Who would be eligible, Professor Flum, for a spousal benefit? First of all, the working spouse needs to have applied.
Right. The person that you want to pull a benefit from, if you are currently married, they have to have applied for their benefit. If they haven't applied, you can't get a spousal benefit. And that's one of the key differences between a current spouse and an ex-spouse with a qualifying marriage. Now, in all cases when we're dealing with ex-spouses, you have to have a qualifying marriage. Qualifying marriage being 10 years. 10 years or more. And so you're looking at, if you have a qualifying marriage and you're an ex-spouse now, you may be, and you're single, you may be still eligible for a spousal benefit from your ex with almost all the same conditions, all the same rights, privileges, and everything else as a current spouse, with one exception, where a current spouse has to wait for the worker to have applied for their benefit. The ex-spouse only has to wait for the worker to be eligible to apply. So that means as soon as their ex is at least 62 years of age, all the other rules are available to them now if they want to try to take an ex-spousal benefit retirement benefit. So current rules, current spouse means you have to wait. Now, it doesn't matter how old the person is, the worker is, when they apply. I mentioned this earlier. The worker can apply for their benefit as early as age 62, or they can apply for a benefit as late as age 70. It's discounted if they take it before full retirement age. It grows if you take it after full retirement age. But that discount that the worker takes, or that enhancement that the worker receives for taking it late, has no impact on the spousal benefit. Whether a current spouse or ex-spouse, it doesn't affect the spousal benefit. What affects the spousal benefit? The age of the spouse when they apply. If they are full retirement age or older, they get 50% of the spouse's work benefit, their full retirement age benefit. If they're under full retirement age, they get a reduced benefit. There is no benefit for waiting. So waiting until 70 does not enhance the spousal retirement benefit.
No.
And the worker does. It doesn't enhance if the worker waits. It doesn't enhance if the spouse waits.
Yeah, so the reason is because the most you can get is half of somebody's full retirement age benefit. Once it hits that, if you're entitled to a spousal benefit and it's going to help you out and it's greater than what you're getting, then there's no reason not to take it.
Right, but once that occurs, once the spouse either takes it or becomes eligible, if we're dealing with the current spouse or ex-spouse, all the other rules are the same. Now, one of the big misunderstandings is that if you apply for a spousal benefit as a current spouse or an ex-spouse, it actually has no impact on what the worker is going to receive. The worker receives their benefit no matter what. And nothing you do, doesn't matter whether you take it early or take it late, take it anywhere in between, doesn't matter whether you're a current spouse or an ex-spouse, if you're eligible and you receive a spousal benefit or an ex-spousal benefit, it does not affect the worker's benefit in any way, shape, or form. They get their benefit. And it doesn't affect the, if you're taking an ex-spouse's benefit, it doesn't affect the worker's new spouse, whether they can get or can't get a benefit. It's not like you can take it away from the new spouse. You're a separate entity in this case. It doesn't ever affect the worker's benefit. The worker's benefit is the worker's benefit. Whether you take a spousal benefit or don't take a spousal benefit, doesn't affect the worker's benefit. They get it. They get theirs. And so,
yeah.
you're hurting them by taking it.
We get some calls from especially ex-spouses who...
And that goes both sides. We don't want to take the spousal benefit and hurt the ex. Or I want to take the ex-spousal benefit and take something away from that ex.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't work that way, not with Social Security.
No, and to understand, too, that in the situation of an ex-spouse, you do not, the worker does not have to have applied, as Professor Plum said a couple of times here. If they did, then ex-spouses could be rather vindictive and say, I'm never going to apply because I don't want my ex-spouse to get...
I want them to suffer, right. And they're not going to get a benefit from me until 70 or something.
Exactly. So two things going on here. First of all, you have no control over it. Your ex-spouse could apply, take a benefit off of your work record without you even being aware that it's going on once you've hit... age 62, or once you're greater than age 62, number one. And number two, it doesn't affect your benefit at all. You know, it's unlike a pension, where a pension, if a spouse is getting
a pension...
there's
only so much money to go around.
Right, exactly. Well, with Social Security, there are infinite dollars to go around, and so there's no need for them to reduce your benefit. It doesn't happen that way. Important thing to note. Now, let's talk one very quickly. If you're divorced, there are certain rules you have to follow, how long you need to be divorced and all that stuff.
Well, if you're not receiving a benefit, the divorce has to have been 2 years before you apply for your benefit, assuming that the worker is not receiving a benefit. Now, if the worker is receiving their benefit already, then there's no time limit on all the other rules apply. So you have to, like I said before, though, you have to have a qualifying marriage to receive a benefit as an ex-spouse. Qualifying marriage, 10 plus years. And then if you get divorced before the worker starts applying for their benefit, you have to wait 2 years or until the worker applies for their benefit for you to get a benefit. So you can't get to 62, you realize that your spouse is going to continue working and you want a spousal benefit or whatever the case, and you say, I'm going to divorce them and that way, or her, and that way I can get a spousal benefit. Well, if they're not receiving it, you got a 2-year waiting period, basically a contemplation issue. But if the worker was already receiving their benefits and you were or were not eligible, but you will become eligible, mm-hmm, in the very near future, Then you're still, then there's no 2-year waiting period
right.
on the divorce.
Qualifying marriage, again, 10 years, and we're talking 10 consecutive years. You can't have been married for 9 years, get a divorce, and then say, we made a mistake.
Oh, 4 years later, we're going to get married again for...
They get married for a year, 12 months, and then you have 10 total. Nope, 10 consecutive years. All right, we're out of time for this hour. If you need the brain trust, you need to talk to Professor Rick Plum. Don't do this stuff yourself, folks. Learn from the Brain Trust. Work with the Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group. 800-644-1150, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.